Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and what an absolute privilege, honor it is to have you listening online today, streaming through WBT.com, radio.com, where else? Spotify, I believe, we're on there. Facebook.com, Twitter, Parler, YouTube, Google, and I believe even Instagram. Today's a special show. Unfortunately, some sports have pulled us off the air, but guess what? We love coming at you every single week. And today I'm doing a show that was actually based upon common listener requests for the last couple weeks. We've had a ton of asks saying, can we talk about arthritis? So we're going to do that today. Some other people said, what about bursitis? You know, like my bad hip just flared up, my shoulder, this, that, the other. We did a show not too long ago about stem cells, and I had some people saying, hey, can you just lightly touch on stem cells? So I want to give you 8 simple remedies that can help arthritis and bursitis. And let's talk about those stem cells and how do we get them turned on and flooded into your body naturally without spending thousands of dollars on injecting either someone else's or yours. So yes, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Today we're going to talk about destroying disease, losing weight, making yourself feel better, and getting rid of these common issues like arthritis, bursitis, and let's turn on natural healing with stem cells. If you are currently watching on either Google or Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, wherever you're watching us, hey, do me a huge favor. Just, we love seeing where you guys are tuning in from. So down yonder, I believe, is either comment or a like section, whatever. Let us just see where you're tuning in from. I love seeing them live time. So, you know, such and such tuning in from Gastonia, North Carolina, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Rock Hill, Clover, wherever you're tuning in from, let us know. I did a webinar last week. We had Tennessee, we had Pennsylvania, we had California. So just share with us where you're tuning in from. And don't forget, man, the comments are your friend. You know, you guys are watching live. It is live. I'm right here. And during the commercial breaks, I will answer questions, but I can't answer them if you don't ask. So really, really, let's leverage it. I'd love to see 100-plus comments, lots of questions and engagements. It doesn't have to be about the topic today. It can be about anything you want, anything. And all during the show today, you'll see a link in the comments down there. Or actually, I believe it's up there in the description on how you can connect for our next webinar. On the 21st, it's next Saturday, guys. I'm doing a special one on how to bounce back from issues that a lot of people don't want to talk about, specifically cancer. So the creation, the development, the elimination, we're going to talk about the big C. And it's free for you. And trust me, you might think, I don't need to deal with this. I don't have cancer. That's what every cancer patient said when they got the diagnosis. I didn't know I have it. Now it's like pedal to the metal to learn everything. So let's just learn it now. And that is at 10 a.m. next Saturday, the 21st. You can register with links either in those directions. All right. So, yeah. And obviously, you guys know about us because you're watching on our live streams. Maybe you're tuning in after hours. You can go to AskDrErnst.com and connect with us. Whew. 4 minutes of intros. That was a lot. All right. So arthritis, bursitis, stem cells, and health. I want to talk about a very unique type of arthritis that not that many people talk about. Yes, you have osteoarthritis or degenerative. Yes, there's rheumatoid or autoimmune. But have you heard about this one called reactive arthritis? We're going to talk about that. Reactive arthritis is actually what a lot of people deal with on a daily basis. It's a precursor for the other styles of arthritis, and it is when your joints swell up and hurt and ache because of something you did, usually a diet or something you're allergic to, sensitive to, etc., or you have an infection going on in your body that you don't know a lot about. So we're going to talk about arthritis. Uncle Arthur, let's get him off the curb, get him out of the house, and get your joints feeling great. Rheumatoid, osteo, and reactive. Then we're going to go deep into bursitis. It's a big deal for a lot of people. When your hip swells up or it gets inflamed, when your shoulder's inflamed, we've got all these natural techniques for dealing with bursitis. Stem cells, this is a big deal. Some people are spending thousands upon thousands of dollars to have their stem cells taken out of their fat or their blood and have them re-injected into their knee or their joints that have arthritis. So let's deal with this the right way. And I've got a little secret. I'm going to teach you how to make your own stem cells, not in a petri dish that you have to inject, but inside the joints of your body. How do we turn stem cells on? 8 natural ways to activate stem cells. We're going to talk about that. And I think by far the best of the best are the 8 tips to get you feeling great immediately. So here we go. Arthritis, 3 main types you guys need to know about. Number 1, osteoarthritis degenerative. This is what typically hits people as they get wise, partly because of something that no one's going to talk to you about. It's a deoxygenation status in your joints. Yes, you need oxygen in your joints. So if your knuckles are non-oxygenated and they're acidic, they become arthritic. And you get what's called degenerative arthritis. Why do they call it degenerative? Well, the joints physically degrade, they degenerate, and often it's as we get older. So as we age, we degenerate and our joints fall apart, supposedly. Rheumatoid arthritis, on the other hand, is more of an autoimmune condition. It affects specific joints, usually different ones than osteoarthritis. And it's actually an autoimmune condition, so your body is supposedly attacking the joints. Now, again, I use air quotes because it's not arthritic the way that most people think. It's even not autoimmune the way you think. Your body's attacking toxins and living tissues in the joints, usually viruses and bacteria. And then everybody loves the word stem cells. So I'm going to tease you with that. Stem cells. Would you love to turn them on in the comfort of your own home and not have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to inject them in your knees, your hips, and your back? Let's get you feeling great. It's actually really easy. So we got our first commercial of, what, 3, I think, segments. And now's the time to open up the chat box, okay? Down there, wherever you are, let me know where you're tuning in from, city and state. Let me know what kind of questions you have. I promise you I'll answer them during the commercial break, but I can't if you don't ask. That's why it's called Ask Dr. Ernst. You ask a question, we give you a health answer from a natural, holistic, and healing perspective. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Well, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I really should say you're watching the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We are unfortunately not on the airwaves today, but guess what? We still come at you every single week live through the WBT studios to share you information on how to heal, to help you to lose weight, to break free from disease, sickness, illness, etc. So welcome to the web world, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc. We're streaming today to as many channels as we have because this information is too good to not share. Reactive arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative arthritis, bursitis, and stem cells. How do we clear the itises, get rid of Uncle Arthur, kick him to the curb, and get you feeling really good. Get your joints active. 8 simple tips that you can do to cut that quickly. But I want to spend some time and talk about arthritis because, you know, a lot of people say stuff like, oh, I have arthritis because I'm getting older. Well, a lot of older people have arthritis, but that doesn't mean it's common. It doesn't mean it's supposed to happen. Let me rephrase that. It does mean it's common, but it doesn't mean it's supposed to happen. So just because everyone that you know has arthritis doesn't mean you're going to get it. Now, what is arthritis? Okay, we were told, and I was taught in school, that arthritis is a degenerative condition, overuse of a joint, wear and tear. Well, you ground the cartilage down in your knee and you're bone to bone because of that, so you have arthritis. You have a disc in your neck that's been injured or crushed or bulged or herniated, and so the result is the bones surrounding degenerate because of lack of movement or too much movement. So we were taught that degeneration happens because a joint is overused or it's injured, and unfortunately, the recent research is suggesting that's only a part of the story. They're now finding out that joints are supposed to regenerate instead of degenerate, and they only do that if they're moving properly and they're highly oxygenated and they have a lot of nutrition in the joint. One specific nutrient that you should focus on every day is hyaluronic acid. H-Y-L-U-R-A-N-I-C, I believe. Hyaluronic acid. And also, see, a lot of people think, well, I take glucosamine and chondroitin, and therefore my joints are healthy. Be careful. Those are only tiny, tiny components of joint health. Oxygen is more important than those. Collagen is more important than those. What we now know, current research is suggesting that it's a deoxygenation of the joint tissue. Oxygen is required for regeneration. So if your joints are deoxygenated, then they degenerate. How does a joint deoxygenate? Well, watch this. It actually happens when you don't move it. So again, remember, we used to think that arthritis is caused by too much movement, excessive wear and tear on a joint. Actually, it's the opposite. Not enough movement doesn't pump the joints, doesn't get the fluids in, and the discs in your spine only are fed through a process called imbibition. It's a fancy term for pumping of the joint to push fluids in and out because there's no blood supply to the discs in your spine. Some joints don't have blood supply to them at all, and it requires movement of the joint to get the fluids to go in there. So if you don't move the joint, it degenerates. If you don't get oxygen in the joint, it degenerates. Now, how do we know this is true? Well, listen to this. There is a technique. Some companies call it Prozone. Other organizations will just say ozone injections, where some physicians are waking up to this deoxygenation status for osteoarthritis, and they're injecting oxygen in its hyperactive state, O3. Yeah, an extra one. O2, oxygen, O3, ozone. So you inject the extra ozone oxygen molecules into the joints, and they're finding that it can help to repair and regenerate, just like we're now starting to inject PRP, protein-rich plasma, or stem cells into the joint. Now, if you have $10,000 just laying around that you want to spend, go get it done. Okay, it does work. But again, it's 10 grand sometimes on the average per joint. So left hip and bad hip, right hip, and left knee and right knee and left shoulder. 50 grand, just easy like that. So you got to be careful. Also, something to point out for those of you watching, stem cells are becoming so popular that all these clinics are popping up left and right. Like, you might even find one next to Trader Joe's or your gas station or wherever as a stem cell clinic. Word of caution, a lot of them are buying the stem cells and injecting them, and they can come from all kinds of places. I'm just going to leave it at that, okay? They're not yours. They're someone else's, and you have to be careful. You have to inject stem cells that come from you. That's why it's more expensive to go to the real clinics where they harvest them from your fat or your bone marrow and they spin them down and they collect them, and then they usually will push them back into a joint to the tune of $7,000, $10,000, $15,000. Okay, so what we do know about this for arthritis is if you get the joint moving, if you increase its oxygenation, if you pump it full of fluids and you feed the joints, then they can regenerate. because the reason they degenerated in the first place is lack of movement, lack of proper alignment, lack of oxygen, and lack of nutrition. So it's quite simple. If you took a plant, let's say a small house plant, and you put it in the closet and no light at all, and you forgot about it, no water, no food, no light, you would never question the fact that, you know, it died because of that. But your joints are something similar. They got to move. They have to have light. They need energy. They need movement. They need food. They need oxygen. They need air. And they grow back. Even the American College of Rheumatology suggests that there is a potential for regeneration of joint tissues. And here's what's unique. They're now claiming it begins with this thing called reactive arthritis, which is where you eat something and your joints swell up. It reacts to your diet. Or you have a sinus infection and your hip starts to hurt because it reacts to the inflammation of the infection. This reactive arthritis can create the following: pain in your, most commonly, knees, ankles, feet. It can cause problems within the fingers, heel spurs, plantar fasciitis, inflammation in your back, neck, or mid-back, swollen ankles, fingers, toes, and can lead to even some things like an eczema-like reaction on your skin. It is most common seen in both men and women, but more importantly, in those in the crowd under the age of 50. So we're starting to see this reactive arthritis in even teens and children and young adults. It has been connected to having an underlying infection. Now, here's the key. I'm not talking about like pneumonia or something like that, but they're connecting the dots between an infection in your intestines and the reactive arthritis. And so we've talked on shows before about this thing called SIBO, S-I-B-O. Well, now there's something called SIFO, fungal, S-I-F-O, fungal infections, where that's candida or other sorts of fungus in the gut. So bacteria in the gut, SIBO, fungus in the gut, SIFO, those infections can tend to create an inflammatory response. So then when you eat something that might be considered healthy, wheat, pasta, oats, oatmeal, and all of a sudden your joints swell up, reactive arthritis, and rheumatology organizations are saying it's pre-arthritic for degeneration, etc. Now, let's go to rheumatoid arthritis. Well, that has massive connection to your gut because when you have antibodies against your own joint tissues, it's almost always because of a gut issue, microbiome disruption, dysbiosis, or leaky gut. We know that to be true because they've done studies with people and even animals that have rheumatoid arthritis that have been reversed when they clean their gut out or they do something more intense called a fecal transplant. That's often what you'll see in the research. This mouse had rheumatoid arthritis. This one did not. Take the fecal material from this one, put it into the colon of this one. Boom, arthritis goes away because they reprogrammed the epigenetics, the microbiome, the better system than just your genome. The microbiome, you replace that and the body can heal by itself. So let's pretend you have degenerative, reactive, or even rheumatoid arthritis. What are some things you can do to really turn the tides on that? Okay, I've got 8 really powerful anti-arthritic techniques. Numero uno, get your body to its normal weight. All right. We do know that if you have high amounts of body fat, it's inflammatory and it secretes certain cytokines and other what are called adaptogens that make your body inflamed and can irritate arthritis of all types. Okay. Known fact. Lose weight, your joints tend to feel great. Number two, instead of going out and taking glucosamine and chondroitin and calcium, think about it like this. Okay, if it was the year 150 or even 1450 and you had bone pains or joint pains, they would make bone soup. So you would want to eat the tissues that you're trying to heal from. That's why if you have a liver issue, historically, they would say eat liver. If your heart was a problem, well, eat the heart of an animal. If your eyes were bad, as gross as it sounds, you know, eat the eye. And so we know that bone broth is a phenomenal dietary change for people that have a lot of arthritis. So if you consume high sulfur-based foods and bone broths and other sort of collagen joint broths, it helps your joints. And they feel great as a result of you doing that. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, stay active. And we're going to remember, it's not overactivity that causes arthritis. It's inactivity. Get those joints moving. I know it might hurt in the beginning, but you got to go through that. get pumping motions, get the fluids in the joints, and it can help. How do we get joints to move that are stuck? Well, this is where chiropractic care is phenomenal. So four, chiropractic care. Many, many published case studies have been done showing you get chiropractic care, arthritis can start to reduce, clear. I've seen it happen physically in necks, discs growing back, in lower spines growing back, joints even coming back together, shoulders. We've had patients who've come in saying, I'm bone to bone knee. My surgery is in 3, 4, 5 weeks. We start adjusting their back, their spine, their hips, their knees, and all of a sudden they cancel the replacements. Five, proteolytic enzymes. This is going to help to decrease the inflammation. Some of my most favorites are bromelain, papain, and other enzymes that you can get as a simple capsule to take when you eat your foods. Six, let's use some natural anti-inflammatories that are way better than the Celexa, Celebrexes, you know, all the arthritic medications, even aspirin, Advil, Tylenol. Ginger and turmeric oils, hugely anti-inflammatory. You can take them orally if you're getting them from a pharmaceutical grade company, or you can use the spices in your food. What about creating a natural arthritic sort of rub for your joints? Boswellia oil, when combined with frankincense and coconut rubbed onto your hands, your knees, your neck, your back, have been found to be just as effective or more than those topical arthritic creams. And again, you can make one more. This is number eight. Comfrey is a medicinal herb that's been shown to help with pain. So you can use that in addition to the boswellia, frankincense, ginger, and turmeric oils. Whew, we did it. We did it. Arthritis. Goodbye. And then when we come back from this commercial break, bursitis. And then when we come back from the next one, stem cells. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Scroll down below. It's time to comment. Comment, comment, comment. We're answering your questions for your health. We're talking about things that you can do to heal by yourself. And remember, in those two places are links you can click to join me for the webinar next Saturday. Not only is it about destroying cancer, but it's about becoming your own healer. It's about prevention of disease, which truly is the greatest cure. What if I could stop you from getting a condition? That's the best way to cure it. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Well, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Thanks for sticking around and staying tuned in on Google.com, YouTube.com, Facebook.com, Instagram.com, Twitter.com, Radio.com, WBT.com, wherever you're listening to us from. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and yes, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, and we're talking about how to bounce back from arthritis, bursitis, and then we got a little bonus segment for today, stem cells boosting production in your body naturally so you don't have to spend $7, $8, $10, $15, $20, $25,000 on getting those things injected into your joints. Hey, if you're just tuning in, make sure you watch the replay once this live video ends because we just crushed arthritis. I talked about the three types, a new one that most people don't know about, reactive arthritis. I gave you this, which is the top eight ways to destroy arthritis. I'll scroll and then we'll put up on YouTube in our page. There they are, the eight ways to destroy arthritis. And now we're going to talk about bursitis. Okay, every joint in your body, some more than others, have these things called bursa, which is basically a fluid-filled sac. I want you to think of it as like a pillow. Some of the biggest bursas are in our shoulder and our hips. And what they do is they add like a little air, well, not air, but a fluid cushion to allow for the tendons and the joints and the bones and the muscles to meet. So it's in like this kind of swimming pool. So it's very soft and I'll call it relaxed. And what can happen is you can get inflammation within those fluid-filled sacs. Listen to a statistic I found. 60% of people that have hip pains actually have a bursitis involvement. And it's on the outermost one called the trochanteric bursa. Blah, 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 blah. All that to say is a fluid-filled sac in your hip might be inflamed, causing you to have the joint pains. It might not be arthritis. There may be nothing wrong with the cartilage tissues or the joint spaces, but instead it's bursitis. And what often aggravates a hip or a shoulder is the overstressing of it. So we see a lot of shoulder bursitis in men and women who do heavy rounds of anterior workouts. and they don't do anything on the back, the posterior, to create balance. So they overdo the pecs and the chest, and they start rolling in. Have you seen these people who their necks look like webs and they're really heavily? Rawr! And so they have a lot of bursitis typically because they've overstretched and worked out the front, not the back. Usually we see it in a lot of runners, rowers, or you know, people who swim a lot, or all those who have a lot of micro traumas. A lot of sports injuries are bursitis issues, but most commonly you will see it if you tend to become a weekend warrior. Hey, I was raking leaves for 7 straight hours, which is a lot, by the way, but I've had people say it, and you know, my shoulders are inflamed, a bursitis. You know, I haven't done a workout in 7 years, Dr. Ernst, and I decided to do 100 burpees, and I did a 1 mile lunge walk. Bursitis in your hips is why they hurt. So what are some things we can do to address this? Well, understand, number one, anything that ends in ITIS is inflammation, period. Arthritis. It translates to arth, joint, itis, inflammation. Joint inflammation, arthritis. Bursitis. Bursa, inflamed. That's what it is. Okay? Pancreatitis. Pancreas, inflamed. Colitis. Colon, inflamed. Dermatitis. Do you see where I'm going with this? Skin inflamed. Go figure. Tinnitus. Well, your ear is inflamed and it rings. Okay, so how do we get rid of bursitis? Well, first of all, we have to understand what created it needs to stop. Okay, that weekend warriorness. Maybe you should rake leaves for 30 minutes every day before you tackle the 7-hour job. Maybe instead of going on this massive 5-mile run, you do a 1 mile little easy walk first. Warm yourself up. Okay, that makes sense, hopefully. Stop causing it. Okay, second, understand that all inflammation can respond very well to natural anti-inflammatories. We talked about them at the arthritic eras. Ginger oil, turmeric oil, frankincense oil, coconut oil, boswellia oil, even topical things like comfrey and you know, making a little lotion potion using coconut oil as a base and then those essential oils, right? So there's your anti-inflammatory oils. By the way, turmeric is a phenomenal anti-inflammatory. I've read some studies saying that turmeric could replace 80 medications could be replaced by the clinical effects you get from using turmeric oils. Not the powders, but the oils, because they're more concentrated. If you have any questions about that, comment below. Okay, so number one, we want to stop causing the issue to the bursa. Stop overdoing what you're trying to do. So if you have a lot of shoulder bursitis, you're overusing your shoulder, so start stretching it out. Okay, you can do things like for your hips, bridges, if you know what they are, lateral leg raises, lying down leg curls where you sort of swirl the leg around and do these circles and stuff like that, hip rotation stretches, iliotibial band stretches, and rolling. So sort of like foam rolling your hips. Shoulders, similar thing. You just want to Google and look up how to do certain stretches and stuff like that. Another thing that I really like that works really well is something called ice and heat contrast therapy. See, a lot of you will say, you know, my shoulder hurts, so I iced it down. It helped, but it didn't fix it. Well, you need to ice it and then heat it, and then ice it and then heat it. Remember, we have to pump fluids out of the bursas and into the joints. So a 15-minute freeze down is going to push the fluids out, and a 15-minute heat up is going to pull the fluids back in. So we ice heat, ice heat, ice heat, 15 on, 15 off. Before you just run out and use an electric heating pad, be careful. The electricity and the wires can create an electromagnetic interference, an EM frequency, which is dangerous to the joints. So you want to use infrared heating pads or the old school. You guys remember these things, those water bottles that you would like boil water in, pour up, and, you know, it'd be like squishy. I think they're blue or that salmon sort of rusted color, if you know what I'm talking about. I put a towel down. You know what's really cool is put like take a paper towel. Take a washcloth and wet it, squeeze it so it's moist. Put it there and then put the hot pad on top. That moist heat, ooh man, it activates the anti-inflammation process. And again, let's use our anti-inflammatories. Chiropractic care is great for bursitis, just so you know, because it's often a joint that's not moving properly. And we want to avoid anything that causes overuse. So watch out for sports activities that are highly stressing to your hips, your shoulders. Slow down on the workouts and let your body heal by itself. Well, we did it. Arthritis, gone. Bursitis, down. Now, the fun stuff. Stem cells. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And don't forget, now is the time. You're live. I see you. I see you. Comment below. Ask a question. Let's get engaged. And I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Until then. Well, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, thanks for sticking around. We're at now our third of multiple topics. Today's show is a specific show from you. I got a ton of emails asking about, can we do one on arthritis and then bursitis? And then a while back, I did a show about stem cells and boosting stem cells. And, you know, it's a hot topic today. Everybody wants their stem cells turned on and activated. So we're going to show you how to do that naturally, how to get flowing through your body without having to spend thousands of dollars injecting them or harvesting them and things to that effect. And here's a beautiful part of stem cells. They can help you to regenerate joint tissues, help you to actually reheal from old injuries, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and tendons. I guess if you took a ligament and a tendon and merged them together, you'd get a tendon. That's what it is. It just came to me just like that. Yes, and so thanks for tuning in to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, don't forget, we've been having a decent conversation, so if you're just there, use the comments below. While I only have one last segment, which is the end, I will answer questions if you guys ask them using the comment sections of any streaming method you're on. Stem cells, what are they? Well, listen, you have them in your body right now, and they do certain things. They only typically get activated if there is an injury. So if you break your bones, the stem cells found in the bones will say, whoops, bone's broken. Hey, guys, turn on. Let's fix it. And they start to regenerate the bone tissue. If you rip your muscles to shreds working out, they say, whoops, we need new muscles. So the stem cells turn on and they become that cell, muscle, etc. When the conditions are right, your stem cells can divide into any cell in your body for self-renewal. How cool is that? They are specialized to turn into things like blood cells, muscle tissues, brain cells, bone, and even heart cells. And so therefore, you have the capacity to self-heal if you know how to turn on your stem cells. Listen to this. Research and scientists and even medical professionals are so interested in stem cells because they're now proving that a stem cell could potentially help to reverse spinal cord injuries, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, diabetes, and maybe even common conditions you deal with. And this is from research. Okay, there's so many different types of stem cells. So see, a lot of people just think, I had stem cells injected in my shoulder, and therefore it's good to go. Yeah, but which kind did you have? You've got totipotent, pluripotent, multipotent, oligopotent, and unipotent stem cells. Yeah, go figure. I had to look that up, too, just so you know. That's why I'm looking down, because there they are, highlighted for your viewing pleasure. So what do we know about this? Totipotent are the basically able to turn into anything, you want, totipotent. Pluripotent are also able to differentiate into any kind of cell you want. Multipotent can differentiate into a related type. So for example, red blood cells have a type of hematopoietic stem cells that can turn into more red blood cells, but they could also turn into other types of blood cells, white blood cells, for example. So you have a red blood cell, white blood cell. Well, a multipotent can be like, what do you need? I'll do that or I'll do that. Okay, oligopotent can turn into a few different types of cells. And so, for example, we tend to see them like the lymphoid and the myeloids, which are lymphatics and muscles. And then you have the unipotent stem cells, which can only differentiate into their own type. So like a muscle stem cell can only become a muscle cell. A bone cell can only become a bone cell. Okay, so I will often question sometimes when a patient comes in and says, man, I just had this best stem cell injection in my shoulder. It feels really good. Well, what kind did you get? Stem cells. Yeah, but what kind? There's so many kinds. It's like, I just bought a car. Well, what kind? It's a car. Well, are you going to tell me about it? It's a car. That's all I know. be careful. Be really careful. It's the wild, wild west of stem cells today. Stem cell therapy has been used in all kinds of conditions medically and even in research. Listen, Parkinson's disease has been showing promising results with stem cell therapies. MS, same thing, promising results. Crohn's, lupus, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, cancer even. Stem cell therapy, I want to be very clear, is not a cure for a disease, but it has a promise to initiate a natural healing stage. Why isn't it a cure? Well, if I inject my shoulder that's arthritic with stem cells and I have less arthritis, haven't I cured it? No, you've only boosted back and now it's a little more healthy. But if the cause is still present, what happens? Well, the joint will degenerate again. Well, Dr. Ernst, I'll just go get more stem cells. Yes, but you're not solving why it's degenerating in the first place. Well, I had bone-to-bone knee, and I was supposed to get replacement, so they just, and now look at it. I can move it without pain. Sure, but is it still arthritic? Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. Well, it's still arthritic. Just because you can't feel it doesn't mean it's not there causing more problems, okay? So why would you ever want to consider injecting stem cells? Well, research believes that it might help you to regenerate joint tissues. And certain diseases have been shown to respond very, very, very well to stem cells. But they're expensive. And let me see. Has anybody, let's see if anybody can do it, okay? Yeah, down there. Yep, you see it? Where it says on Facebook, comment. Google, I think it says comment. Twitter, I think it says comment. I even think on Instagram it says comment. Comment below. Have you had stem cells injected? If you're willing, tell us how much you spent. You don't have to say where you went, but just, you know, $7,000 for my left knee or $42,000 for my entire spine. I don't know. What'd you do? Let us know. And listen to this. 8 ways to naturally activate stem cells. Here we go. Numero uno. Get into a ketotic state metabolically. It's a big phrase, but those of you who have been following us for some time know that's why we recommend it. Under regular circumstances, your body consumes energy from sugar. But they've recently found out in a study that was done in 2018, ketogenic diets where you stop eating sugar, you start eating fats, and you cut your proteins down, force your body to make something called stem cells. And they found that stem cells cause they found that ketone bodies, which is what you get when you fast, turn on certain stem cells, specifically those in your gut. So if you want to make your gut regenerate and you want it to seal it and heal it, you need to become ketotic. How do we do that? Well, you simply start fasting. So stop eating. You simply eat mostly healthy fats, plant source typically, coconut, avocado, hemp, flax, chia, fats, and you keep your protein count way down, much less than what you typically think. And then what you see is your blood sugars drop, your ketones go up, and your stem cells start to elevate. So we got to get into ketosis, and we do that, number two, by intermittent fasting typically, or extend fasting, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, 7 day, 21 day, you name it. Okay, again, if you're not a professional faster, don't start with 21 days. Start with one. And if you can't even start with one, start with a quarter. Intermittent fasting would be a quarter day fast. No breakfast, lunch, dinner. Anybody, even my 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old can do that. I don't have that many kids. I was trying to think out loud. I have a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. Whew. Okay, intermittent fasting. Extended day fasting. The Nobel Prize was awarded to Dr. Yoshi. Oh, no, I can't even say it. You guys look it up. Yoshi, can't do it. Sorry. Anyway, a Nobel Prize was awarded to this either Japanese or Chinese biochemist who found out that at 3 days of fasting, stem cells turn on in your body, in your joint specifically, 3 days. I think it's pretty cool. It's three. Those of you who know that I'm a believer and I believe there's a huge number and significance behind biblical numbers, three is a very powerful biblical number. 3 days when, you know, Christ was slain to be reborn, three parts of God, etc. So it's a huge significance behind the number three. And if it's 3 days to fast and it's 3 days to make new stem cells and it's 3 days, wait a second, for you to be reborn, regenerated. Do you see where I'm going with this? So here's the next question. Thank you for those of you who are commenting about your stem cell injection prices. Next question. When was your last three-day fast? Let's use it, okay? Let's see if we can get the comments to bump up a little bit more, especially during this last segment. What was the date and or year month of your last three-day fast? Okay, I did one not that long ago. 3 days. And I used broth and fatted coffees because I want all those healthy oils coming in. And yeah, so when was yours? Down there, I want to see the comments. Partial fasts, we're just going a little deeper now. So instead of doing just the breakfast, you can do breakfast and lunch. They call this OMAD, one meal a day, where you just eat dinner. And then you have the next day dinner, and the next day dinner, and the next day dinner. Okay, you could do a 24-hour fast, a 48-hour fast, a 72-hour fast, and just keep working. Exercise has been shown to increase stem cell production, but not the kind you're thinking of. I'm not saying go bench 400 pounds and go on the treadmill for half an hour. Basic, simple things like regular walks, taking your pets for a walk, taking your kids for a walk, or taking yourself for a walk, stretching, going up and down the stairs instead of taking the elevators, going for hikes, gardening, even dancing has been shown to increase stem cell production in your body. Hopefully you understand this next one, okay? Sleep. Really important. A 2018 study found that sleep helps to regenerate the stem cells in your brain. So your brain actually does clean itself out at night. 7 is the minimum to turn them on. 9 is the maximum, is the hours of sleep suggested in the study to get you into a natural stem cell production process for the mind. But I'm going to read the caution from the study. Here we go. Avoid electronics, food, stress, caffeine, and alcohol in the evening. Whew. No wonder none of you are stimulating your brain's stem cells. No electronics, no food, no stress, no caffeine, no alcohol. Yeah, and it's tough, isn't it? But it is doable. If you develop a routine, we've talked about this on some of our hacking sleep study shows. If you develop a routine making your bedroom a peaceful, quiet, dark, cold, ambient environment, you can pull it off. Just make sure that at least 2 hours before you sleep, you haven't eaten anything and you're not looking at electronic devices, TVs, tablets, computers, phones, you name it, because the light that comes off is very harmful to your eyes and it shuts off the ability. Okay, next. We got plenty of time. Stop taking medications. Okay, listen, I hate to say it. All anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, antibiotics, corticosteroids, immune suppressants, pharmaceutical and non-pharmaceutical drugs create inflammation that turns off stem cells. Isn't it funny, right? Oh, my joints hurt so bad. The doctor put me on arthritic medication. Well, they feel better, but they're not going to heal because you can't make stem cells when you're taking medications. Do you need some help? Yes. Do you need to talk to your doctor? Yes. Do you need a functional coach maybe to get you out of a medication state? Yes. Okay, I'm not saying stop them right now. Don't you dare send me an email saying, well, Dr. Aaron said to stop all meds, so I stopped all meds and now I'm falling apart. That's not what I'm saying. You need to get off the medications in a safe way. Quercetin, really good anti-inflammatory. Resveratrol, another really good one. I'm going to leave you with this. You're going to have to Google it. Polyphenolic compounds. They've actually been shown to turn on stem cells. And there you go. We did it. How to take your body and make your own stem cells, how to destroy arthritis, how to crush bursitis. That's it, guys. This is your last chance to use the comment field. Let me know if there's a health issue or a topic you want to talk about. If you have a question specific to yourself, post it. If you're too afraid to post it because others will see it, then private message it over to us. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Until then.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
You stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.